Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. first quarter 2018 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Nicola Fiore. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call are Andrea Cangioli, El.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, El.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remark the management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans, and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates or expectations of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions and conditions in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumption turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statements can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance or achievement may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. But let me introduce the call, Andrea Cangioli. So go on, Andrea.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and thank you everybody for joining us in this conference call after the release of our quarterly financials as of March 2018. Despite the far from enthusiastic response of the financial markets, we are quite pleased with our results of the quarter, and even more by the milestones we have reached in setting the cornerstones for our future expansion in this quarter. Revenues growth in the quarter was 6.8%, reaching 69.5 million of revenues in the quarter. Net of foreign exchange effects, revenue growth was over 11%. Foreign exchange effects are hurting revenue lines in our Chinese business, and the headwind here is worth 6%. And in the sales to the United States in U.S. dollars, where the foreign exchange weighs down our revenues by 8%. Of course, when drafting our guidance, we were aware that 2018 would have been facing this challenge after the strengthening of the euro during all the course of 2017 and early 2018. What I'm pointing out here is that the comparison is tougher in Q1 than in the rest of the year. Profitability declined from Q1 2017, mainly as an effect of increased expense, both in payroll and in sales and marketing. This had a deleveraging effect on our revenue and margin growth that, inverting direction from the virtuous cost leverage that sustained our profitability in 2017. Please consider that we are set to achieve a higher volume of sales in the following quarters. Q1 marked a 7.6 EBIT margin on sales, but we are talking of the weakest quarter, and we are confident that we'll be able to significantly improve this benchmark by increasing revenue in the coming quarters. This is the reason why we are confirming the 10% revenue and EBIT growth over the year. I would like to give you some color on the new products pipeline. We are thrilled about the launch of Onda, our system for non-invasive body shaping that is now in the week of the very first shipments to customers for revenue, following the achievement of the medical CE mark for the system early this week. Deka has been a major player of this application segment in the early years of the last decade, prior to switching to the minimally invasive smart lipo applications. We now count on having Deka back as a leader in this segment. The initial order intake is very encouraging. But our launches of new products are not limited to Onda. In the aesthetic field, we will soon have Motus AY, the versatile brother of our flagship hair removal system Motus AX, which provides ability to treat darker skins and vascular lesions too. In the surgical application field, high-power holmium and thulium laser were awarded sale clearances both in the U.S. by FDA and in Japan by the Japanese Ministry of Health. These systems will lead our growth throughout the year. Sales growth in industrial laser applications slowed down in the quarter with respect of the record set in 2017, also due to foreign exchange, as mentioned before. Our growth expectations are unchanged, and we continue to invest in order to expand production capacity on the Chinese territory in order to be able to match the forecast increased demand. Production capacity increase, as mentioned also in previous calls and reports, goes also through the investment in new facilities. In the quarter, we closed the purchase for the new house for LASIK in Naples, $3.3 million for an 8,000 square meters facility adjacent to our current premises. We also purchased our opposite neighbor here in Florence to expand the logistics of our LM and DECA operations. The total real estate investment in the quarter was roughly 5.6 million of euro, and there will be more to follow in the coming months. Prior to handing the call to Enrico, the other cash drainer for the quarter was net working capital. This has to be read in light of the expected growth, and though there will be an overall net working capital growth over the year, its amount is expected to shrink over the year. Please, Enrico, you can go ahead with your section.
Thank you, Andrea. So during the first 3 months of 2018, as mentioned by Andrea, record consolidated revenues are 69 million of euro, up 6.8% compared to the first quarter of last year. The gross margin was 29.6 million of euros, up 10% compared to the 27 million of last year, thanks to the increase in turnover. The increase in margin to 42.7% from 41.4% is due to a more favorable mix of products sold in both medical and industrial sectors, and despite the negative impact of exchange rates. Operating costs, especially S&M, and staff costs increased in total value and in impact on sales. At March, the group's employees were over 1,300, and the new recruitments mainly concerned Chinese affiliates. EBITDA was 6.4 million of euros, down 1.7% over the last year, with an impact on sales of 9% compared to the 10%. And the reduction in terms of profitability has been influenced to the increase in operating and staff costs, and also by the negative exchange effect. Amortization and other accruals had a slight increase from 1 million to 1.1 million in line with the growth rate of sales. EBIT is slightly lower than last year and showed a positive balance of 5.3 million of euros, down 3% from the 5.5 million and with an impact on sales of 7.7%. Pre-tax result was 4.6 million of euros, down from the 5.2 million of last year, and the pre-tax income was negatively affected by higher foreign exchange losses, especially on US dollar. From the geographical point of view, the growth achieved in the quarter is mostly attributable to the European markets. After the great acceleration during the last year, turnover on Italian markets remained constant, and the rest of the world market up 3% despite the penalization deriving from the conversion of the turnover of our subsidiaries into euro. And foreign markets are more than 80% of the group's turnover. The medical system grew by more than 6%. Inside the sector, the aesthetic segment decreased of 4% as a result of positive and negative trends in the products. The trend in surgery was excellent and was driven in first quarter by the sales of Mona Lisa Touch in the United States, thanks to the relaunch operated by Hologic Management. And a double-digit growth were achieved by the system dedicated to the treatment of benign prostate hyperplasia, and lithotripsy system showed very positive results too. The good sales trend of ASA in the physiotherapy sector, which marks a 5% growth in the quarter, is a constant in recent years, and it's the result of the careful work of preparing new products and with the reinforcement of the commercial structure and marketing to support the international sales. Turnover for medical service returns to growth after the 2017 break. Interesting in this regard is the increase in the turnover of consumables, creams sold in the field of aesthetics, and especially single or multi-use optical fibers used in the urology application. In the industrial sector, the cutting segment showed an increase of 7% and continues its progression, which makes it one of the most significant segments for the group. The marking sector declined in the period, a result that could be improved in the coming quarters in light of the market situation still positive despite the result of the first quarter. Sales of laser sources showed an increase of 14%, and the further market opportunities in the packaging and special processing sector in textile sector are increasingly interesting. The turnover of industrial service increase of 23%. The sales for consumables related to the use of laser sources assume an increasing and substantial weight. Now, Andrea and I, we are pleased to answer to your question.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question comes from Andrea Bonfa with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Andrea, maybe I got a question for you. I would like to know what's the state of the art in China in the industrial laser system, because of course we are coming from a very strong 2017, but let's say the nominal slowdown in the first quarter, it seems pretty strong. So I would like to know what's the state of the art, if you got capacity production bottlenecks, or what's possible, I mean, what's an update possible we can have. And the second question is, you keep investing below the gross margin in sales and marketing and staff costs. And I would like to know when we will see this, let's say, rate of increases slowing down, if it's possible to know also that point. And as far as all the, let's say, authorization that you receive in the first quarter, are those ahead of your plans? And shall we expect that sales of this product will be higher than what you had in your budget? Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question, Andrea. Well, in China, we don't have any problem at all in China. Sales growth was 13.6% in local currency, and it was, of course, lower than last year, but we knew that we couldn't stand the pace that we had last year in terms of growth. This is the reason why we are plotting 10% growth over the year and not anything higher. So we don't have any problem. Of course, there's nothing which actually hurts the activity in China in the first 3 months, and we are looking forward to further increasing the opportunities and investing, as I said, and I confirm, in expanding the capacity, because we plan our capacity to be stuck within the end of the year. We already are going to move the facility of Wuhan in a higher surface, in a larger surface facility, and by the end of by mid-2019, we will have the new factory in Wenzhou ready. Point one. S&M, Yes, we are increasing. I believe that the absolute euro that you will see in under these such accounts will continue to grow. What's the plan is that we will decrease the impact they have on sales by increasing more the sales. Finally, the pace and the timing of the approvals. I believe with Onda, we are a little bit ahead than what we thought because we initially had planned to start shipments in June. Actually, we are shipping for revenue in mid-May. And as I mentioned in the presentation, we are also pleased with the order backlog. About the other systems, I believe we are more or less in schedule. There isn't a clearance we were counting on that we are missing today. This is not enough for me to say, well, we're going to do much better because we're going to sell before. I'm just telling you that things are going as planned and maybe just a little bit better in terms of timing of the release of the products.
The next question comes from Edoardo Girelli with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and thank you very much for taking my questions. So the first question would be on the guidance. In particular, what exchange rates in terms of Chinese yen and USD does your guidance assume for 2018? Then the second question is as well on the and is there any update regarding the timing of approval also in the U.S. and Japan?
Excuse me, because I was looking to the sheet. Could you repeat the second question?
Yeah, of course. Is there any update regarding the timing of approval also in the United States and the other international markets like Japan?
Okay. So I'll answer the first question. I remember the U.S. dollar was 1.23 in the budget. It was about 7.8 for the renminbi, which are the most significant. And I believe we had 130 for Japanese yen. Again, a comment. We're going to have a headwind on exchange rate over the year, but Q1 is the one in which you see it in a more macroscopic way. Clearances for Onda, we just got the CE mark. We are initiating today the process of getting FDA. No, I'm sorry, I don't have an update on that. And as I mentioned before to investors, the process might take a long time. It's uncertain how long this process might take. We are not able in this moment to give you a date on which we could seriously count on. We need to initiate the process and see how it begins to understand what path it takes. It could take a very short path, but it could also take a path which is longer than the path we are used to. And about any other clearances, I mentioned the most significant we had for surgical applications. We are getting clearances continuously for the various businesses. Apart from Onda, which is a significant milestone for the group in this year 2018, I don't see anything that changes the landscape of what we have been talking about in terms of clearances and ability to sell products in the international markets.
Okay, thank you. If I may, I would have another question. These would be on personal costs that increased a little bit year over year, and as I understood, this is mainly related to China, the Chinese market. And could we assume that these higher increase in costs would show a tail in the next quarters as well or not?
As euro value, we are growing, so I see a continuous increase. What has been missing, let's say, but is not a problem, it's something which is not normal in the way the revenues roll out over the year, is the volume. We'll have a much higher volume of sales in 2000 in Q2, and therefore the impact will be lower.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question comes from Jacopo Tagliaferri with Alantra. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on Forex. I understood the impact on your revenues. You also stated that there is an impact on margins related to sales to the US and to Japan. May you provide some details about the impact on your EBIT? And the second question is on capital allocation. I understood that you have a strong focus on CapEx and the plan to increase capacity. I would like to know if on the M&A side there are also opportunities to use cash, if any. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. I didn't stress on the impact that foreign exchange has on margin, because I wanted to focus on the issue of the first quarter. Of course, a worsening of the conversion with the dollar and with the yen especially causes losses in terms of gross margin, because both in for the sales to the US or in US dollars and for the sales to Japan, we are selling items that are manufactured with cost in euro, and therefore the margin in this case decreases by the same amount than the sales if I had 100% cost in euro. In fact, there is somehow an adjustment because we are purchasing several materials in dollars, and so there is an offset depending upon what kind of product we sell, which can offset at least up to 50% of the impact on sales. While, of course, especially for China, where there is a high volume, the exchange rate impacts on the consolidated EBIT just for the percentage of the exchange rate change. Overall, I wasn't ready to give you a number on that amount, but while we have seen that the impact on sales on the quarter is about 2.6 million, I believe that about 30% of this amount, at least 30% of this amount, translates into margin, at least. Something between 30% and 50% converts into margin. Second question, M&A opportunities. We are examining several alternatives, but we haven't found anything suitable. So I'm repeating the same things. I'm sorry. This is the situation. When we find something that suits our needs, we'll quickly move and go ahead. There's nothing in this moment worth talking about.
Okay, thank you, Andrea. If I may, one more on the economic environment you are facing in your main market. Can you provide us some update in terms of the strength and quality of demand, funding, capability of your customers?
We are in a positive phase. Apart from Brazil, where we are facing, especially in the industrial business, severe liquidity issue of the country, and our firm decision not to give credit anymore to that particular market basically is drying out the market, which anyway is quite marginal in the overall consolidated picture. In all the rest of the world, we are seeing an overall good demand, good interest, it's a positive phase. We don't see the big issues that from time to time have tainted our markets, like the unavailability of cash. Of course, this is a general picture in which you can have exceptions, but generally speaking, the moment is positive.
Okay, thank you very much.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us, of course, feel free to call us directly for any further question that you will have. Enrico and myself will be ready to answer, when possible, your questions. Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And for your information, on June 21, we will have a company visit in LN. If you are interested to visit us, please let me know, write me an email or give me a phone call. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.